Hey Ruth.
Hi.
How are you at cooking? Are you any good?
Not really, if I'm honest.
Oh, okay. Well, is there one recipe that you know how to cook really well?
There is actually. It's chocolate cheesecake.
Wow, that sounds really good. So, what kind of ingredients are in this chocolate cheesecake that you're talking about?
Well, you need chocolate spread, digestive biscuits, condensed milk, and you also need cream to whip.
Wow. And where can you buy these things?
Well, normally I buy them in the supermarket. It's quite convenient.
Okay, and it's pretty easy to find?
Very easy to find all of those ingredients.
And what kind of utensils or equipment do you need to make this cake?
Well, you need a baking tin, which has got an open bottom, and you also need a whisk, and you need a bowl, and you need a fork. And other than that, I think that's about it.
Oh, I see. Now, how do you get started with this recipe? What do you do first?
The first thing you do is you crush the digestive biscuits, and so that they're like a crumble, and then you heat the butter, and you add the butter to the digestive biscuits.
Okay, well, that sounds easy enough. And what do you do next?
Well, then you leave that in the fridge for a day, and then when you come back to it, you whisk the cream, and you whip it up, and then you add the condensed milk to the cream with a fork very slowly. You fold it in.
Oh, fold it in. Is that hard to do?
It's quite, yeah, it involves skill. It's quite delicate.
Okay. Is that it? Is there any other steps?
Well, then you need to heat the chocolate spread up and you need to add it to the top and fold that in as well.
Okay, and it's done?
And then that's the end of the cheesecake.
Okay. Now, with this recipe, is there anything that you need to be careful of?
Not really. I mean, it's quite easy, but the main thing is that you leave the digestive mixture in the fridge for long enough, and then after the whole cheesecake is ready, you still have to put it back in the fridge. I'm always tempted to eat it immediately, but you have to wait a few hours for it to cool.
Oh, that sounds great. Thanks, Ruth.
Okay.